Alright folks, welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. Your 5-minute dose of mindset magic, where we level up your day one quick thought at a time. I'm Jake Carter, and today, we're diving into something super important. Gratitude. Now, I know what you're thinking, gratitude. Isn't that a bit cheesy? Trust me, it's way more powerful than a Hallmark card. Gratitude isn't just saying thank you, it's actively choosing to focus on the good stuff in your life, even when things get tough. And guess what? It's like a secret weapon for boosting your mental health. Think about it. When you're constantly dwelling on the negative, you're stuck in this loop of stress and anxiety. But when you start practicing gratitude, you shift your perspective. You start seeing the silver linings, the little wins, the things that make life worth living. Here's the thing, gratitude doesn't just make you feel good, it actually changes your brain chemistry. Studies have shown that grateful people experience lower levels of stress hormones and higher levels of happiness, boosting chemicals like dopamine and serotonin. It's like a natural mood elevator, folks. Now, I know life can throw some serious curveballs. We all go through tough times, but even in the midst of challenges, there's always something to be grateful for. Maybe it's a supportive friend, a sunny day, a delicious cup of coffee, whatever it is. Make a conscious effort to notice it and appreciate it. Here are 5 quick mindset moves you can start incorporating today. 1. The 3 Good Things Journal. Take a few minutes each day to write down 3 things that went well. It could be anything big or small. Did you nail that presentation? Did your toast perfectly golden brown this morning? Write it down. 2. Gratitude walks. Instead of just going for a stroll, turn your walk into a gratitude practice. Pay attention to your surroundings, the rustling leaves, the chirping birds, the friendly faces you see. 3. Express your appreciation. Don't let those thank yous go unspoken. Tell someone how much you appreciate them, whether it's a quick text or a heartfelt conversation. It makes a world of difference. 4. The gratitude jar. Keep a jar on your desk and jot down things you're grateful for throughout the week. On tough days, pull out a note and read it, instant mood boost. 5. Bedtime reflection. Before you drift off to sleep, take a few minutes to think about 3 things you're grateful for from that day. It sets a positive tone for your dreams and your next morning. Ever felt like you're constantly running on empty? Like there's just not enough time or energy to go around? I get it. We all have those days. But here's the thing, when you start practicing gratitude, you realize that life is full of little blessings, even in the midst of busyness. It's like discovering a hidden treasure chest right under your nose. Let me tell you about Sarah. She was constantly stressed out juggling work, family, and everything else. One day, she decided to try something new, a gratitude journal. At first, it felt weird, but slowly things started to shift. She began noticing the little things. A beautiful sunset, a funny conversation with her son, a kind gesture from a stranger. As she wrote down these moments of joy, she felt a sense of calm wash over her. The stress didn't magically disappear, but she had a new perspective, a renewed appreciation for the good stuff. Remember folks, gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad things, it's about choosing to focus on the positive. It's about making a conscious decision to see the good in every situation, even when it's tough. It's a mindset shift that can change your entire world. So, are you ready to level up your life with gratitude? Start small, write down 3 things you're grateful for today. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little extra positivity. And remember, every day is a fresh start. Choose to focus on the good and watch your mental health soar. Until next time, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.